بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are coming into the holiday season in America, and we are a very short time away from Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which is just after Thanksgiving. Now, there will be a frenzy of buying. There will be stores will get swamped with people, and the internet will be full of buying. They say that in this holiday season, which is give or take 3 months or less, more than 60% of sale happens in commercial sense of consumer durables and other things, non-durables. The question is that the people who are buying these things, what do they do with them? Now, I'm not talking about the moral aspect of it. I'm talking about just the basic utility aspect of it. My brother and sister, I remind myself and you that life is a transaction. You pay something to get something. The clever people are the ones who know how to do these transactions in a way that shows profit for them at the end of the day. There is nothing in life that is free. The only freedom we have is the freedom to choose. But every item we choose has a price tag. And that's the reason I mentioned Black Friday and Cyber Monday, because no matter how cheap the price of the thing might be, at the end of the day, it represents a slice of your lifespan. The time it takes for you to go to the store, the time it takes for you to choose what you want, and the time it takes for you to come home. That's one slice. If you say, well, you know, I just ordered it on Amazon, fine. That's another slice. No matter how cheap or expensive the product was, what you paid for it, whether it was 5 cents or $5 million, that represents the slice of your lifespan you took to earn that money. Whatever that money was, you did some honest work to earn that money. And that money you spent buying whatever it is that you were buying. So everything in that represents a choice. The choice we make to spend that money, to buy what we got. I am deliberately not saying buy what we need, because if people just bought what they needed, then believe me, the sales figures of most organizations would plummet through the floor, because the world today runs not on needs, but on desires. Just because you say, or your child says, and this is a very common phenomena, a common experience that I'm sure many of us, or most of us, or all of us have had, is our children, they come to us and say, Mom, I really, really, really need those shoes. I really, really, really need that phone. You know, the absolute upgraded version of iPhone or whatever it is. Oh, Mom, you know, oh my God, I can't do that. That's absolute need. No, it's not. It's a luxury. It is a desire. And what is more important than succumbing to that desire is to learn how to resist that desire. Because if you resist the desire, it represents a level of personal growth. It represents a level of maturity. It represents leverage in our real life. Whereas succumbing to the growth ensures that mentally, spiritually, morally, and intellectually, we remain at that same level. So we have people who are 4 years old in 4-year-old bodies, and we have people who are 4 years old in 40-year-old bodies. And that's why they say the only difference between men and boys is the price of their toys. Life is a transaction, and every time we make that transaction, I remind myself and you that we are paying for it twice. One in terms of what we get in this life, and the second one, and more importantly, of what that transaction represents for us in the Akhirah. Like anything else, it's both good and bad. Just like in this life, on Cyber Monday, you might get a brilliant deal on something which you really need. Not just want, not just desire, something that you really need. And because it is that holiday season when you are getting maximum discounts, you might get this brilliant deal and you are very happy with that. So, alhamdulillah, the same thing if I had bought 2 weeks earlier or 1 month earlier, I would have paid 20% more or 30% more or 10% more. And now because I bought it in the holiday season, in this discount time, I got this much cheaper, and this is something that I really needed. Alhamdulillah, you are very happy. But if you bought something which was just desire, even if you got it cheap, after a while, desire wears off. And that thing is gathering dust in some closet, in some cupboard somewhere. But remember, that thing which is gathering dust has no real value. But what you paid for it represented a slice of your life. Now think about this. That at the end of your life and my life, none of this is going to happen, believe me. But if, just to give you a perspective on what is the meaning of a slice of your life. Imagine that at the end of your life, if you or I were presented by Malakul Maut, by the angel of death, if you and I were presented with a choice, and the choice that Malakul Maut, the angel of death, presents us with is that I am going to give you back all the time that you spent in fulfilling all your desires. So all the time you sat with your jaw dropping before Netflix, all the time that you spent watching this football match or that football match, all the time that you spent shopping, especially for useless stuff which you never needed and you never used, you just bought it and you kept it and it gathered dust, or some people love buying and returning stuff. So all the time that you spend driving up and down to the stores, buying stuff, bringing it home, trying it on, going, taking it back, returning it, all of this time, I'm willing to add it back to your lifespan. Now, at this moment, when Malakul Maut is standing before you, he's saying this to you, that I am willing to add all of this back to your lifespan right now, provided you are willing to pay for it. So what are you willing to pay for that? Short answer, everything I have. Whatever I have at that time, I'm saying, take it all away. Just give me that specific time frame. To do what? Very simple. If I get that time even if it's 1 hour, and believe me, if we add up all that, if Malakul Maut adds up all of this, you're going to get maybe 10% of your life, or 20% of your life, or 30% of your life back, which means you've got, you know, another so many years to live. Now, even if it is 1 hour, remember that that 1 hour you can spend in complete and total devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making istighfar and tawbah and crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His forgiveness, and of course Allah promised to forgive inshallah. And you stay in a state of sujood. When the time comes, the Malakul Maut takes you in salah, in sujood. As I told you, none of this is going to happen. But what is going to happen is that one day we are going to face Malakul Maut, and at that time Malakul Maut will not add back all the time that we spent, all the slices of life that we spent in doing things which were basically either useless or, may Allah forgive us, negative. He's not going to give all of that back, but we are going to remember every single one of them, and we are going to regret every single one of them, and we are going to cry tears of blood behind every single one of them, and none of that is going to make any difference whatsoever to the ending. Now, that is the point I'm making. Or the alternative is that we are going to say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. For every choice that we made, we are going to say Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity to do this, but I didn't do it. I had the opportunity to sit in front of the television and watch Netflix, but you know what? I did not do that. I spent that time reading something useful and valuable. I spent that time making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I spent that time helping my neighbors. I spent that time in doing something worthwhile. Even if it was Netflix, I spent that time watching the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe a film on nature, maybe something on science and technology, something beneficial. Alhamdulillah, I spent that time. You're going to say that. You're going to say that even though it was Cyber Monday, even though it was Black Friday and so on, I did buy, but I bought what I needed. And Alhamdulillah, I waited for that time when I could get what I needed cheaper than I would normally have got it. So no regrets, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. My brothers and sisters, we all have this choice. We all have this choice because one day, this day when we are going to face the angel of death is going to come. The day when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. Now the choice we have is, how do we want to meet Allah? How do we want to meet Malakul Maut on that day? When that day comes. Qiyamatul Sughra is when we meet Malakul Maut. Qiyamatul Kubra is when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Our choice is, how do we want this meeting to be? Do we want this meeting to be a meeting where we say Alhamdulillah, 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 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me and I heeded the guidance that came to me in different forms, sometimes through some people, sometimes through a thought in my mind, sometimes through a prick of my conscience, but I heeded that guidance. And Alhamdulillah, today I am very pleased. I look forward to the forgiveness of Allah. This is one option. The other option is to say, oh my God, what happened? Why did I do that? The Malaika will say to those people that they will lead into Jahannam, that they will drive into Jahannam, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ قَالُوا بَلَقَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَاقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّيْرِ. My brothers and sisters, they will say, the Malaika will say, did nobody come to warn you? How did you put yourself into this situation? And the people will say, of course, they came to warn us, but we denied them. We rejected them. We told them, you are liars. You have nothing to tell us. You have no guidance. So go away. We chase them. And then they will make this statement. They will say, if we had any sense, if we had any intelligence, today we may, these people, and we may look like very cool people, very intelligent people, but the same people on the Day of Judgment, they're going to say, if we really were intelligent, if we really were that sensible, do you think we would find ourselves among the people of the hellfire? فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَهَسُوْقَلْ يَسْحَبِ السَّعِيرِ Allah says that they will accept their sins. They will make a'tiraf of their dhamb. They will accept and acknowledge, yes, we did wrong. But on that day, that acceptance, that acknowledgement has no value. The acceptance and acknowledgement has to come today. So therefore, I remind myself and you, let us make tawbah and istighfar. Let us remember that all life is a transaction. Let us ensure that we make those transactions which are good, and we make those transactions in a way which are beneficial to us, not some robotic way of living life where we go from one interaction to another interaction. No. Do it in a way which is beneficial for ourselves and others. And insha'Allahul Musta'an, on the Day of Judgment, we face the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We face His mercy and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.